again, ACB Radio Main Menu listeners. My name is Shane Jackson, and on this section of Main Menu, we're going to review the Windows Control Panel. As you know, in the past, if you've been a loyal Main Menu listener, there were some reviews done on several Windows applications. Windows Volume Control and Windows Explorer, to name two. I believe that's the only two that were done. And on this one, we're going to take a look at Control Panel. It's not going to be too long of a review, because a lot of the stuff I can't demonstrate, because frankly, it would take many reviews to review the items in Control Panel. But I figure for the new listeners, those who are new to computers and those who are new to Windows, would like a touch-up on Control Panel. So that's what this is going to be. I'm using JAWS for Windows 3.7U. I'm using SoundForge 5.0, and I'm using the Turtle Beach Montego sound card with the stereo mixer checked so you can hear my voice and JAWS. I'm going to minimize all applications, and then I'm going to load Control Panel. There are a couple of ways to load Control Panel, one of which is through the desktop. You go to My Computer, then you down arrow to Control Panel, or you could go into Windows Explorer. This is a lesser known way to go to Control Panel, and on the tree view you could hit your end key and arrow up till it said Control Panel. So you could try that. We're going to do it through the settings menu, and you won't hear JAWS speak too much at first here because I have so many windows open. We're going to open Control Panel by going to the start menu with the Windows key, or you can hit Control Escape or hit Enter or Spacebar on the start button, your choice. I'm going to hit the Windows key, then the letter S. Now, you're on Control Panel when you hit the letter S, so you can just hit Enter and you'll be in the Control Panel here.
Control Panel not selected. Accessibility options changes. Accessibility options for your system 1 of 29.
We're in Control Panel. I have mine set to detailed view. You can set yours to a list, which it won't display those little messages, you know, telling you what it is, like changes the accessibility options, that sort of thing. Incidentally, if you're using JAWS, you can hear those messages by using your current line key, which is insert 8. If you're moving up and down and you want to find out what a certain option does, use insert 8. I believe Window Eyes does that automatically. We're going to press the down arrow key through the list. I'm just going to do it rapidly so you can hear what Control Panel consists of, and I'll explain everything that we're going to do later.
Add new hardware. Add slash remove programs.
Most of these are self-explanatory.
Date slash time. Desktop themes. Display. FlexTalk 2.1 configuration.
You won't have that one. I have a reading program that uses FlexTalk.
Fonts.
We won't use fonts.
Game controllers. Internet options. Keyboard. Live Advisor. Modems.
You won't have Live Advisor either. That's Norton.
Mouse.
Antivirus.
Multimedia. Network. OTPC data sources 32-bit. Paperport One Touch.
You won't have Paperport One Touch.
Passwords. Power management. Printers. Regional settings. Sounds. Semantic Live Update.
You won't have Semantic Live Update. That's Norton again.
System. TPS Montego. Telephony.
I'm sorry.
TPS Montego Audio.
I didn't let
telephony.
It play all the way through.
Users.
That's it.
Watson ASR 2.1.
You won't have Watson either. That's why I said that's it on user, because you won't have Watson.
But
let's review some of these and go into them and look at them. The accessibilities option, you could have a whole review on that. The ones that you could do a mini review on, I'm going to skip. There's no sense in trying to do them here because it would take up too much of your valuable time here on Main Menu. And we only have time to review some of the items here. By the way, Control Panel has some menus just like Windows Explorer. As a matter of fact, it is a Windows Explorer window. Basically, that's all it is, without the history deal. Standard list view. Not much different from the Windows Explorer menu. Let's go down through here.
Add new hardware.
Add new hardware. This is used if you're going to add new components to your PC. For instance, if you have a new modem, a new mouse, a new keyboard, if it's USB, any USB device, as a matter of fact. And if you listen to the ACB Radio main menu interview of Ryo Geo 500 a couple of weeks ago, you'll know that the Ryo Geo works with the MP3 player, the Diamond Ryo 500, and that installs through the USB port. And this is where you would come to put the driver in, unless you use the automatic install when you automatically plug the USB port up. It brings up the Add New Hardware dialog. That's what Add New Hardware is. Also video cards and sound cards, that type of hardware. Let's go on.
Add/remove programs.
Add/remove programs. This has three tabs in it. Let's take a look. Let's hit enter.
Add/remove programs properties. Install/uninstall page. Install...
We are now on the install/uninstall tab. This is where a list of all the programs that you yourself install on your computer are located, and you can go down through them with your arrow keys, and you can remove them with the Add Remove button. Some of them are remove only, and some of them you can modify. If you do this with JAWS or MS Office, programs like that, you can modify them from here. It'll let you modify the way they're set up. Internet Explorer, I believe, also does this. The next tab, which I'm going to get to by shift-tabbing,
install/uninstall,
to the tab control, and I'm going to do right arrow. You could also do control tab to get to the next tab. You could do control tab from anywhere in here.
Windows setup. Please wait while setup searches for installed components.
Windows setup. It's got to build a database. It'll take just a second. Don't try to do anything while this is happening.
Windows setup. Accessibility.
There we go.
4.6 MB.
There we go. It takes longer on some computers than it does on others.
This is a tab control.
And we're still on the tab control. The last tab in here is
startup disk tab.
Startup disk tab. This is if you're having trouble with your Windows and you need to start from the command prompt or from a floppy. This is where you create your disk. In this tab, there's a create disk button, and there's also an OK button. Just select create disk and it'll create a start up disk. So we're going to tab
create
to OK and hit enter.
Control panel. Add/remove programs. Sets up programs and creates shortcuts. 3 of 29.
We're going to hit enter again on add remove programs, and I'll show you one more thing in here. A lot of you new users should pay attention here, and I think you'll really enjoy this part.
Add/remove programs properties. Install/uninstall page. Install...
We're going to the Windows setup tab.
Windows setup. Please wait while setup searches for installed components. Components. Accessibility 4.6F.
We're in a list view now. This list view is a group of components that Windows uses. It is a list of checkboxes that are checked or unchecked or partially checked. Most of mine are partially checked. We're going to find one called System Tools.
Communications 2.4. Communicate. Accessibility. Accessories 11. Web TV. System Tools 0.2 MB.
It says 0.2 MB on System Tools. I know that one of those is Win Pop-Up and the other is Clipboard Viewer. How do I know that? There is a way to tell what's checked and what's not checked. As you heard it say, it's 0.2. If you press the space bar, it will deselect it totally. If you press the space bar again, it will select it totally. We don't want either one of those. I want to keep Win Pop-Up. So what we need to do is tab over to what is called the Details button. Tab.
Details...
Details. And your screen reader may say Details button. That's fine. Enter.
System Tools Components Backup 0.0 MB 1 of 10.
This is the list of components within a component. In other words, we're inside System Tools now. It says Backup 0.0 MB. That means it's not installed. I want Clipboard Viewer. You can either use up and down arrow or you can hit the first letter of the item that you seek. I want Clipboard Viewer, and I know that it's the second one that starts with C.
Character Map 0.0 MB. Clipboard Viewer, 0.1 MB.
There it is. It says 0.1 MB. Clipboard Viewer. We want to remove Clipboard Viewer, so what we need to do is hit the space bar, which will totally deselect it.
Clipboard Viewer, 0.0 MB.
0.0 MB. That's what we want. So we'll hit the enter key.
Components, System Tools 0.1 MB.
Now it says System Tools 0.1 MB. But it's not removed yet. It's only removed it from the list. You can hit Enter here, or you can tab over to OK. It's up to you. OK is the default button, so I'll hit Enter.
Control panel, add slash remove programs, sets up programs and creates shortcuts, 3 of 29.
And clipboard viewer is gone. It uninstalls it that quickly. Yours may take just a little more time, or maybe just a little faster. And I'm back in control panel, and that's the add slash remove dialog. The next thing I want to demonstrate
date
for you
time.
In control panel is date slash time. I will hit enter on date slash time. I just down arrow to it.
Date slash time properties, date and time page, month, March.
First thing it says when it comes up is month, March. That's self-explanatory. We're just going to tab briefly through this and show you what is in here. I know you advanced users have seen this a million times, but some of the newer users don't know that you can change this.
Year 2001.
I'm using the tab key, by the way. I'm sorry about not telling you, but I'm using the tab key.
Calendar.
The reason it says calendar is because it's telling me the date.
Two.
If you use your screen reader's current line hotkey, it'll say the name of the date, or your screen reader may say it automatically.
Hour 4.
It's the 4 o'clock hour where I am.
Minute 07.
And it's 07, so it's 4:07 here.
Second, 32.
32 seconds. Now, if you use your screen reader's current line hotkey, you'll notice that that moves.
39.
Hit it again.
41.
Hit it again.
43.
This is really neat when you've got a Braille display. You can set the Braille display on here and watch the second hand move. Okay?
Am.
I hit the tab key again. It says am. I'll use JAWS' spell hotkey to spell that for you.
A-M.
A-M. So it's morning. Tab again.
Time zone. GMT 6 o'clock Central Time, U.S. and Canada.
And that's my time zone. I'm Central Time, U.S. and Canada. The next one is a checkbox. We'll hit tab.
Automatically adjust clock for daylight saving changes checked.
Yes, I want that. Some of you may not want that automatically set. You may want to do it yourself, but I choose to go ahead and let it do it.
Okay.
And we're in okay. And that's the only tab in that dialog, so I'll hit enter.
Control panel, date slash time changes date, time and time zone information, 4 of 29.
We've been through all the options in control panel. Those are the main two that I wanted to show you.
Desktop themes. Display.
Display is the last thing I will choose to show you during this review. Incidentally, if you desire more reviews on any of the things in control panel, please let me know and I will be glad to do that. I'm only trying to save time in this review because I understand that we have other people who are reviewing programs and they need their time as much as I need mine here. I'd like to show you in display. Let's hit enter on display here.
Display properties, background page, list 1, none, 1 of 16.
It says background page. Background, that's a tab. Now, I don't want background. I want settings, so I'm going to Control-Shift-Tab to get to that. You could easily Shift-Tab into the tab controls and hit your right arrow until you got there.
Settings page. Display
okay,
LD1028L on Diamond Fire GL1000 Pro. LD1028L on Diamond Fire GL1000 Pro. High color 16-bit.
It says Dell 1028L, which is my monitor, on Diamond Fire GL1000 Pro. That's my video card. 16-bit high color. That's the color setting I'm using. Most of you will be using 256 colors or 16-bit high color. Something like that. This next thing I'm going to tab to, the next control.
25%.
It says 25%. This is a slider that changes your resolution. You know, like 640 by 480, 800 by 600, 1024, 768. This is where you change that. A lot of people get confused. Where do I change my resolution? You change it here. You route your screen reader's review cursor to this slider. I'll do that now.
JAWS to PC.
And you read your current line.
High color 16-bit less more.
High color 16-bit less more. You may hear scroll down or something like that, but I didn't hear that. If you down arrow one time with your review cursor, not your PC cursor, but if you down arrow with your review cursor.
Scroll down symbol. Scroll down symbol. Scroll down symbol.
You will hear the scroll down symbol. That's not right.
JAWS to colors group box screen area, high color 16 bit less more, four, high color six, scroll down zip, scroll down less, more, land, less, more, land, less, more, page not, okay, check mark extend my 800 by 600 pixels.
You'll hear your screen resolution, which mine is 800 by 600. You may have a little problem in this box. I don't know if any of the other screen readers have this problem, but JAWS gets stuck sometimes, and it's hard to find the screen resolution. But if you just wander around with your JAWS cursor, you'll find it. Turn my PC back on. And by the way, you just use up or down arrow to change that slider value there. And then you hit OK, but I'm going to hit cancel.
Settings, cancel.
Just to be safe.
Control panel display.
We'll arrow on down through control panel and see if there's anything else we can go through in
Flex Talk 2.1
this review.
Prompts. Game, internet options.
Internet options. You can go into your internet settings here without even opening your internet browser and change all of your Internet Explorer settings. You could have a whole review on that. They've done plenty of tutorials on Internet Explorer, and I'll refer you to those.
Keyboard.
You could change the settings of your keyboard here.
Live with Visor. Modems. Mouse. Multimedia. Network.
One thing about multimedia, is where all of your codecs are stored, your audio and your video codecs. You have several tabs in there, audio, video, MIDI, CD music, and drivers, I believe, are the ones that you have. And if you go into drivers, it's like a tree view, sort of like Device Manager. And you can go down and look at your codecs, the codecs that you have installed. We're going to keep going.
OTPC data sources, paper port ones, passwords, power management, printers, regional settings, sounds.
Sound. In here, you can change your sound scheme. I'm using Musica sound scheme. You can use your different sound schemes. It's sort of like desktop themes, except desktop themes change the sound, the video, the mouse pointers, the cursors, all of that. This only changes your sound, and there's Musica, Robots, Jungle, Windows Default, and Utopia are the main ones that come with Windows.
Semantic Live Up System.
System. This is the place where you go to look at what type of computer you have, who your version of Windows is registered to, what version of Windows it is, and this is also a one way to get to Device Manager and the Performance tab, which will tell you how much system resources you're using, how much memory you have, that sort of thing. That's for another review.
TPS Montego Audio. Telephony. Users.
That's the end of Control Panel. To get out of Control Panel, you simply use Alt F4. That will take you out of the application. One thing before we go, as I stated earlier, the menus are identical to Windows Explorer, and you can go in here and set it to view as web page if you would like that. You can also view the address bar from in here. You can also view the large icons, list, and details. So we'll do Alt F4 to get out of here.
Sonic Foundry SoundForge.
And I'm back in SoundForge. I hope this review of Control Panel has been of some help to you. It's certainly not a very in-depth review because there's just too much to review inside it. Each of the options could be covered in a mini review. Some of them more than a mini review, and some of them you have other ways to get to the options besides Control Panel. Certainly anyone who has any questions, please do not hesitate to email me at jack728, that's jack728, at bellsouth, B-E-L-L-S-O-U-T-H, bellsouth.net. I'll be glad to help you in any way I can. And certainly a big thanks to each and every one of you for listening to this review. I hope it's been of some help to you, and I look forward to doing more reviews for Main Menu in the future. Have a great week, and enjoy the rest of Main Menu.